Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and if you're just beginning to stir, get up. You know, make yourself a pot of coffee or some nice hot tea. Get yourself a pad of paper and a pencil, and write down this phone number, 800-259-9231. Don't be scared to call. It's just you and me, and it will help you a great deal. Let's get your questions answered before the season gets started. In the weeks to come, it will get busier and busier and more difficult for you to get online. So give us a call now, and we'll all work together so that you can get your answers for the questions that you may have about your particular garden. Dawn, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Todd from Massachusetts, who has a question about an arborvitae.
Todd, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
How you doing today? I'm in Massachusetts, the Berkshires. I bought probably 45 to 50 arborvitaes, mm-hmm. and they're not doing that well. I did dig the holes out twice as large and put some, you know, I did them the right way, so it's not the original planting. They have some brown spots on them, almost a gold or a rust color. I fed them last year about four times, and I'm a little bit worried.
Okay. How long have they been planted, Todd?
4, maybe 5 years.
Okay, and the spotting that's happening to the plant, is it all over or just here and there or just on the lower part? Or
it's in the spring, it's all over. They did do better after I fed them, but they're thin, so they're not okay. A full, healthy shrub.
Okay, what did you feed them?
I did that Miracle-Gro evergreen feed, and I also did that powder stuff. I can't remember the name.
Okay, did you use a Holly Tone?
That's what I used, yes.
Okay, and how big are they?
At this point, they're probably 7 to 8 feet.
Okay, so they're really good plants. And one last question, how about sun? How much sun are they getting?
They get sun from, they get 75% sun.
Okay.
They
well,
get
that's,
plenty of sun.
That's, okay. Okay, a couple of things I want you to do. When you fertilize them in the spring, I want you to give each of the plants, I would say, 2 mounded, maybe even 3 mounded handfuls of that Holly Tone fertilizer, and sprinkle it evenly around the plant, scratch it into the soil. Now, if that's going to be a lot of work for you, the other thing that you can do, Holly Tone is organic, and it will not burn. So what you can do is get yourself a big crowbar, make about 5 or 6 holes around each plant, and take that handful and divide it between 3 holes around the plant. And that will act like a fertilizer spike. So you make the hole about 6 to 8 inches deep, maybe 6 of them around the plant, and to put enough in each hole that you're going to use 2 to 3 handfuls per plant. What you need to do is to get that root system really established and really beginning to get it growing for you. That will help a great deal. Within, in the amount of time that you've planted them, you should not have to worry about this browning happen. Now, in the spring, you're going to get some good growth. It's going to take over, it's going to fill up, and it's going to be really, really lush looking. If the spotting is happening like in late July, August, into the fall, you could have an insect called red spider or spider mite. And if you can get yourself a product called All Season Oil, and all the garden centers will sell this. It's an organic way of killing insects, and I use it on everything, even on indoor plants at this time of the year. So feed your plants spring and fall. If during the summer, late summer, when you get hot, humid, muggy weather, that's when the pollen develops, take a sheet of white paper, put it underneath some of the branches, tap the branch with your hand to try and shake something off of that branch, and then look at the white paper. If you see little dots that fall from the plant, and if you give it a second, if they begin to move, there's a very good chance it's a red spider. And then you can put this all-season oil on it that will suffocate the adult, the young, and the eggs. Spider mite, during the heat of summer, can multiply very, very quickly. Give you an example. At 60, spider mite will take 10 days to go from an adult that will lay an egg. The egg will hatch, become a young, and mature so that it can lay eggs at 60. At 70, the 10 days goes to about 4 or 5 days. At 80, 3 to 4. And at 90, in 2 days. So the hotter it is, the more humid, the faster red spider will multiply. And if you can use this oil, it will not hurt the plant. It's not a chemical. It's very, very safe. You can even use it in a vegetable garden. So I think if you can fertilize spring and fall and then break the cycle of the red spider mite. And again, take a piece of white paper, put it inside the plant, shake the ends of the branches where you have good and brown branches to see if things fall. And then if you see a move, looks just like a dot. If you took a pencil and you tapped it on a piece of paper, that's the size of it. Very, very tiny. But you will see them move. And 9 out of 10 times on arborvitae that thin out, that have dead patches, it's spider mite. Try that. It will work for you. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Barry from Portland, Maine, who has a question about a rose bush.
Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this beautiful day?
You and I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm okay. I have been studying rose books all week. And I have 2 questions for you. One is that two of these books say that on any repeat flowering rose, they should be cut down in the spring to somewhere around 2/3, and that hybrid teas go down to 3/4. And I wanted to know if you feel that's accurate. And the other question is, if roses are on their own roots, do you plant 2 inches below the soil line?
Well, as far as planting, you want to try and plant them at the same level as they are in the container when you buy them. But if it has its own roots, you don't want to plant them too deep. It's just like if you bought a maple tree and you planted that maple tree 2 inches deeper or 3 inches deeper than it came from, you run the risk of creating a problem and with the bark rotting on it. So if it comes potted, then you want to keep them at the same level as it is in the container. If it's a grafted variety, then the graft, that swollen area that looks like a fist, should be underground, especially in New England, and especially in Maine where you live, Barry. So, because that's the most delicate part of the rose bush. Not the roots, not the top, but the graft. That's where the two joined and they're together. And if you can prevent that from freezing and thawing and they stay frozen during the winter, there's a lot less damage. As far as pruning, when we come back, I will tell you how to prune in the fall of the year. 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Vadini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. We're talking with Barry about roses. If you're going to do the pruning on roses, the best time to do that is going to be mid to late March, not before. February is way too cold, and sometimes March is too cold. So, mid-March, late March, or even early April, depending on where you live. Now, I don't like to cut my roses back as much as the gardening books say. Some of the gardening books will say, take your roses and cut them back to like 12 inches. And what happens is the wood of your rose bush at 12 inches is pretty hard. I mean, it's just like a 2x4. And yes, there are some dormant buds there, but the plant is slower to respond. And if you're going to cut back your roses, I cut mine back to about 18 inches. At 18 inches, to me, that's plenty. Make your cut and try and make the cut at a slight angle so that when it rains, it will wash off and won't sit on the top of that plant. And spray the plant where you have made the cut. Now, you can use something like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. That will work very, very well. If you just have a couple and you don't have any Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, if you have any wax, floor wax, for example, spray Pledge. Spray some liquid floor wax. Or just take a piece of rag, pour some floor wax on it and dab where you've made the cut. That will seal it so that the plant doesn't lose moisture and dehydrate on the cut. But one way or the other, if you can seal that stem with Wilt Proof, Wilt Stop, Pledge, something to seal where you made the cut, and at the time that you prune it back is when you're going to put your first application of fertilizer. That way, as the ground warms up, it's going to take time for the fertilizer to break down. That way the plant can use it. Okay? Thank you. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Bob from Massachusetts, who has a question about wood ashes.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I had a question about wood ash.
Yes, sir.
I know you say that the wood ash is good for the garden and it works quicker than the lime. And what I've been doing is I throw it out there in the winter on top of the snow, but the snow's getting deep. I was wondering if I could maybe be better saving it and putting it down in the spring, or maybe even applying it around the plant rather than scattering it out in the garden.
Yeah, there's a lot of snow. I mean, most of New England has a couple of feet on the level right now because we've had so many storms in the last couple of weeks here. And what you can do is, you know, as you get it, make sure that it's cooled right down, and then you can either keep it in like 5-gallon buckets. And if it's really cooled down, there's no heat to it, put it in a plastic bag and just store it in your tool shed or in your garage until spring arrives, or at least the snow gets a little bit lower than it is right now, and then you can broadcast it, because wood ash will change the acidity of the soil in 10 to 14 days. The old-fashioned powdered lime takes 3 to 6 months to do the same thing. So it's not that you have to do it now, but, you know, put it someplace where it's going to be out of the way. You're not going to be tripping all over it. And then when the weather gets nice and you can get out in the yard, then you can broadcast it. A 5-gallon bucket of wood ash will treat about 1,000 square feet of vegetable garden. Same thing for your lawn. So a little bit goes a long way. And if you've got moss on your lawn, that's where you start. If you have plants like, see, your blueberries, if you put them around there, it's going to prevent the blueberries from growing as quickly. If you put it around blue hydrangea, you're going to turn them pink. So the vegetable garden needs it. Perennials need it. Most of your shrubs, your roses, can use it. Just keep it away from plants that prefer to be on the acid side, like blueberries and blue hydrangea. You can use it every couple of years around rhododendrons, azaleas, and mount laurel to keep the acidity level from getting too high and preventing the plants from blooming. So if they're not blooming enough, put some wood ash around your spring flowering evergreens.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy. Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Kim from New Hampshire, who has a question about a Colorado blue spruce.
Kim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about a baby Colorado blue spruce that I received as a gift. It's about 10 inches high, and it's in a 3-inch pot. And I am wondering, first of all, how do I keep it alive this winter in New Hampshire? And then, second of all, what do I do in the spring with this little tree?
Okay. Main thing you want to do is to give it as much sunlight as possible. It doesn't have to be in a south-facing window, but if it gets plenty of light, an east or a west window will work very, very well. The tree right now is probably dormant if you just received it, and it probably won't make any new growth now till, I'm going to guess, if kept inside, it may start to make new growth in late March or early April because your home is warmer than it is outside. But I think the first thing I would do is repot it to maybe a 6 or an 8-inch pot, being that you're going to plant it outside, a 6. That way it doesn't dry out as quickly for you. And if it does begin to grow before you put it outside, the roots will have some fresh soil to begin to develop in it. So lots of light on the cool side. Go easy on the water. And what you want to do is repot it, give it a real good drink, and then feel the weight of the pot. A week from now, come back, take your finger, push it into the depth of two knuckles, and feel the soil. If it's moist, that's okay, because the plant doesn't want to have wet feet at a time of the year where it's using a lot less water. You may want to go like every 2 weeks between waterings, depending on how warm it is. But again, the cooler you can keep it, the better, because if it gets too hot, if you put it in the south window, for example, you get a lot of sun. Your house is, let's say, kept between 65 and 70. And because it's in a south-facing window, when that sun, when it does come out, coming through the glass, will warm up that plant a lot faster. So the new growth may begin to develop on it. So you're going to keep it inside until, I'm going to say, early to mid-April. Early to mid-April, you want to put it in a garage or a tool shed or a breezeway, someplace where it's not heated, but where it's away from the wind and the possibility of a frost. That will get the plant acclimated to the outside temperatures. You're going to do that for a good 2 weeks, and then in early May, then you can plant it directly in the yard. So it's going to grow. It's going to make the new growth, and that's why you need a bigger pot. When you see that the buds begin to swell, put a liquid fertilizer, Miracle-Grow, Mare Acid, something like that, to kind of help it to really get growing. And then when you plant it in the yard, dig a good size hole. I know it's a small plant, but dig a hole about 18 inches in diameter, a good foot to 18 inches deep, and fill it with good soil. Put some compost with it, blend it in really well, and plant directly in there. Once it's in the ground, put some bark mulch around it so that it doesn't dry out during the heat of summer, and that will keep it frozen during the winter. The next thing you need to do is either put some type of a stake near it so that when you're mowing the grass, they're not going to run over it, because you could be in a rush, you're not paying attention, it's a 10-inch tall plant, next thing you know, you drive over it. So put some kind of a marker just to let you know that there is something there. Could be you, your husband, the kids. They're having a great time playing with the lawnmower, and boom, your blue spruce is all gone. Try that. It will work very well. But make sure when you bring it from the house to outdoors that you acclimate it for a couple of weeks to cool the plant down so that it better adapts to the outside temperatures. A garage, someplace where it's cooler but not going to have a frost directly on that soft and tender new growth. Thank you, Kim. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Mary from New Hampshire, who has a question about molds.
Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I was wondering if you could give us some information now or in the newsletter about the molds. We were inundated last year with molds. I did everything you said. I treated from August to October 4 times, and nothing stopped them. And I'm expecting come spring I won't have the roots of a beautiful lawn or any of my perennials.
Well, we did have a lot of cold weather, so hopefully that will have frozen the ground so that they're not going to be active. But what I want you to do is, at this point, the ground's frozen, your yard is covered with snow, there's nothing that you can personally do for that. But in the spring, as soon as you notice that the ground has thawed, then you want to retreat the garden and your lawn for the moles and voles. Now, both of those rodents are different. And I'll tell you what we'll do for you, Mary. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have the owner of Bobex coming on the radio. I'll make a note, and we will talk about moles and voles and what he would suggest that you do in the early spring to control those particular rodents, because it can be a real problem. But normally, if you treat it in the late fall, it prevents them from coming back into that area. And moles and voles are very serious problems. If we have a late fall, early winter, with snow before the ground has a chance to freeze. If you get a foot of snow, the ground is still thawed and cold, but it hasn't frozen. The depth of the snow prevents the coal from penetrating into the ground, and it keeps it soft so that these rodents are more aggressive and they're more active late in the year. So when spring arrives, they've got all the tunnels made, and they're running rampant through there, and then you do have a problem. But let me do some research for you to see what will be the best thing. But if you treat it in the fall, you should be all set. And I'll make a mental note and see if we can get that in this week's newsletter. If not this week's, next week's newsletter. Thank you, Mary. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Peter from New Hampshire, who has a question about African violets.
Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have two questions. The first is about an African violet. It's in a wet exposure. I've got two of them. One of them's fine, but the other's drooping. If you have any ideas. And then the second one is an orchid, a Phalaenopsis orchid, that's under a glow light, and it has a little orchid on a shoot. And I was wondering what to do with that little one and what's the best way to get it to bloom. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Peter. Okay, on your African violets, violets at this time of the year, there's two things that they really need to have. African violets during September until May really need to have as much sunlight as possible. The more sun you can give them, the better of a job they can do for you. So if they're in a west window and they're only going to get very late in the day sun and the room itself is not bright, that could be part of the reason. The other thing, especially in this season, if you make them too wet, because the roots are full of water, the plant droops over. So it could be a combination of not quite enough light and you overwatering them. What I want you to do, Peter, is grab the two plants, one in each hand, and feel the weight of the plant. And then switch hands and feel the weight of the two plants compared to each other. And see if there's a difference in the overall weight. Next thing, turn your plant upside down, pull the pot off, and look to see at the color of the roots of both plants. The one that's healthy should be a creamy white color. And the plant that's drooping, the roots could be turning brown or even black. And if that's happening, that's concern that you are overwatering. The roots cannot breathe. When you overwater, you fill the pores in the soil, the little gaps, the nooks and crannies with water. And you need to have those pores empty so air can be in there. A way that I had it described to me when I was in college is think of Thanksgiving Day. You put all the dishes that you can in the dishwasher. Whatever's left, you're going to wash by hand. So when you're done washing, you look at your hands and they're all white, they're all shriveled, and are all wrinkled because they've been in the water for a long period of time. And that's what happens to the roots of your plant. Because they're in a very, very wet soil, they can't get any air, they can't get any oxygen, and the plant doesn't respond properly. So it may be you're watering too often, also not getting enough sunlight. On your orchid, full sun all day this time of the year. The more sun you can give them, the better. And coming up February 11th through the 13th, there's an orchid show in New Hampshire. And we'll be talking to the people who put the show on together. It's a yearly event. And it's getting better and better and better every year. And they have lectures and demonstrations where you can learn on how to grow orchids. Plus, the show itself is fabulous. Every color, every type of orchid, you can buy plants, but it's a place to go to ask questions about your orchid plants. And I love Phalaenopsis. They're not demanding. They're easy to grow. But during September to May, full sun all day. In May, put it outside in a shady area until September, and they'll do beautiful things for you. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect
effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call, toll free, 800-259-9231. And if you've been thinking about joining us on a trip to Ireland, we've been told that the airlines are going to be increasing their prices within the next 2 weeks. And that would mean probably a couple $100 increase in the cost of the trip. So if you're thinking of joining us, go to the website, paulparent.com, and then just click on Ireland. It's going to be a great trip. We have some great listeners that have signed up. We're going to have a wonderful time. Many gardens, but this is not just a garden tour. We're going to be visiting a castle. We're going to be traveling from one end of the country to the other. So you're going to see coastal, you're going to see inland, the mountains, the beautiful cliffs of Moher, seeing the various cities that we're going into. There'll be plenty of time for shopping, time for yourself to do what you want, whether you just want to sit in the pub and have a good pint of Irish ale or do some shopping. Also going to go to the Crystal our headquarters in Ireland. So there'll be a lot to do. And if you'd like more information, go to paulparent.com. We are looking for a single female to share a room. We have a woman that has asked for a roommate. So by sharing a room, you'll save yourself $400. And we also have a man that's looking to share a room. So think about it. And don't wait too long. Only a couple weeks left. Don, who's next?
This is Joe from Bangor, Maine, who has a question about trees.
Joe from Bangor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I listen to you every Sunday. You're very informative.
Thank you.
Yes, I actually have two questions. I received from the Arbor Society 10 little evergreen, 10 to 12 inch tall sprigs that they said plant immediately. I planted them late in the fall, and they got covered by snow near, you know, within a few weeks. Are they going to survive in the spring, I wonder? Or?
I don't see why not, Joe.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. And what was the second question?
The second question, I have a strawberry, hanging strawberry bag that has like 15 strawberries in it.
Yes.
Strawberry plants. Now, I put that away after they went by. I mean, I had beautiful strawberries all summer. Grandkids love them. And I put it in the shed out back that I can't get to, but I left all the foliage on it. In the spring, do I cut the foliage off, and is that going to survive for me?
They won't all survive, but I would believe that most of them will. Now, the one thing that you can do is, being that it's in the tool shed, that's fine. Because the ones that are in the ground are frozen, just like the ones in the tool shed. And they're not getting any light because they're covered with Bangor, like me and Kennebunk. You got a couple of feet of snow on the ground. So you should be okay. The one thing I would do is if and when, the big question, you can get into the tool shed, bring like a bottle of water with you. Hold the strawberry bag straight up and slowly add the water so that the bag itself doesn't dry out. In the ground, it gets plenty of moisture. But in the tool shed, you get a nice day where it hits 30, the tool shed will probably warm up to almost 50 degrees. So the bag may be drying out. So if you're able to get to it and get the door open, just bring a bottle of water with you. Dump it in there so that the bag stays nice and moist. And the other thing I would do is, if possible, put the bag right on the floor of the tool shed, because that's going to be the coolest spot. If you hang it up on the wall, heat rises. So keep it on the floor, give it a drink of water, and then in mid-March, bring it outside. Again, it's going to depend on the weather. When the weather gets nice, take it out of the tool shed, hang it on the side of the tool shed, and as the days warm, it will come right back to life for you. If not, you can always buy a couple of plants at the local greenhouse to replace the ones that didn't.